Hello everyone, this is Heather Hobbs. Today we have a wonderful show filling in for Dr. John Diamond on American Unhinged, and you're on my show, Unsilenced, where we bring a voice to the voiceless. Our first guest is Donna Brandenburg. She ran for Michigan governor, and today she's going to be telling us all about what she's been up to in Michigan and the ways that she's trying to fight the tyranny in the world today. Donna, thank you for joining us.
How are you this morning?
So right now we're just in our intro, and I wanted to really share and highlight you after we have been together in St. Louis at the Constitution Party. You ran as a Constitution Party candidate, which is very rare that people will stand up for that. So we're going to go to a break here, and after our break, we will go to our interview. But guest, you do not want to miss this. You have to stay tuned. You have to watch this interview. This woman is a powerhouse. Stay tuned to join us in just a few seconds.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivvy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivvy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivvy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Hi, this is Lee Allen Baker, and I love Brighteon TV.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Nope, anything you want to go. I mean, ask me questions. I can talk about energy, whatever you want to go. Elections and working on that. Can you repay for a minute? I need like a
Hello, everyone, and thank you again for joining us. I'm Heather Hobbs, and you are with me on my show, Unsilenced, filling in for Dr. John Diamond for America Unhinged. Today we have Donna Brandenburg, who I've introduced once. She's an amazingly successful businesswoman. She's an entrepreneur, but also she ran for Michigan governor under the Constitution Party, which is wonderful. And I met her in St. Louis at the Constitution Party. I was speaking with Dr. Robert Malone and many others. And I met this amazing powerhouse of a woman who is still fighting the evil to this day, even with things like election fraud happening, even with the left trying to stop her. So I wanted to have her on my show today and give her a voice because we are the show, the voice for the voiceless. So Donna, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me here. This is wonderful. Another beautiful day to be an American in the United States of America and celebrate every day that God has put us on this earth for this time, for a time such as this.
I love that. We are working with the Esthers of today. The Esthers are rising up and fighting up against the evil because we are mama bears and we are fighting for our children. So I know that you have children, I have children, and we want to save this republic for them.
Yeah, I'm at the grandma stage of life, actually. So I've got kids and grandkids and that sort of thing. So I was asked to run by a group of people. I'm a business person. I own a few businesses and such. And watched what the destruction of this nation and just decided, you know what? There's been a lot of brave people who have stepped up before. And then I just decided to get in and do what I could because honestly, the government should be running like a service company to we the people. We are the ones that are the owners and are, you know, supersede them. And they're supposed to be serving us. And they don't. We have no representation. The state of Michigan is probably one of the most corrupt. I think it's the most corrupt in the nation as its involvement or the involvement of human trafficking here. The entire state is a big money laundering organization. And as a person who is a CEO, I can look through that and see kind of, you know, what's going on financially and how they're laundering money away from the state and not serving the people. So I have the privilege or the honor of being kicked off the ballot, not once, but twice, because I'm pretty sure they didn't want somebody who was just in, you know, an actionable citizen and not part of the political machine that's going on to be in office. So I just keep coming back. YouTube kicked me off. So I own a little tech company. So I said, okay, that's fine. We're just going to replace YouTube. So went ahead and created Brandenburg News Network. I think that's been going very well, by the way. But it was such a pleasure to meet you and all the patriots down there. Talk about an amazing group of people who just love this nation, love our brothers and sisters in America, and who dare to be American rather than just capitulate to these political parties and to the manipulation of our vote, of our lifestyle, stealing our wealth. And it was just an honor to be there.
Absolutely. And I'd love for you to kind of touch base on, you talked about Brandenburg TV, but a little bit about your work experience, because you've done some amazingly just wonderful things. I'd love people to know a little bit about your companies and what you do and maybe a little bit about your horses.
Yeah, I have horses too. So I was a very poor kid growing up, and I think that there's some advantage of that because you learn to work, right? So I'm not adverse to doing any kind of work actually, and I just work hard. Like I had probably three hours of sleep the last two nights just because I'm up working and getting things done, right? So through it all, I put myself through college. I didn't really expect any help per se. And today I'm one of the only female pipeline company owners in the United States of America. We own a pretty good size rail facility, a tech company. I have a bunch of real estate that I own and manage. Used to do all the construction myself, in fact, because I like working with my hands. And we have an agricultural drain tile company where we put in big ag systems in the Midwest, and actually owned Buckeye Trenchers, and we're working on the wall for President Trump, building the wall. So our family is very, very, I should say, patriotic. We believe in the American process. We believe in fair elections, and we will fight for that and fight for this country and those that are willing to stand with us in truth and in honesty with our last breath. No backing down. So after I got kicked off of the ballot a couple of times, I sued in the Supreme Court of Michigan. I sued in federal court, and they ruled that I was treated unjustly because I was asked by the Constitution Party first, and then I was also asked by the Republican Party, just I think because of my skill set. And so I went with the Republican Party first, and I'm kind of an equal opportunity political hater. because that they were liars, cheats.
Yeah.
So the judge decided that I would not be put back on the Republican ballot, even though my rights were violated. So then I went back to the Constitution Party and said, you guys still want me? And they're like, absolutely. So ran there, and I just keep coming back. Every time they hit me, I just get up and I hit them harder.
What a brave and bold thing to go with the Constitution Party. Most people say they will only do the two parties because it's the only way that you can win. And as I always say, until we get more people to stand up and get that mindset out of our heads that there's only two parties, we're never going to make any real progress. So I commend you for that bravery. And obviously with your work ethic and all of the successful companies that you've built, you know how to get things done. You know how to get it done and how to get it done well.
Well, I think this, thank you. And I'm always impressed by your testimony, your story too, because you, when you go through adversity, you learn that that's just part of life. God gives us challenges and we learn how to address those and say, it's just another day, you know, and look at the difficulties and seize the day and take it as an adventure. I think that that's an important characteristic, and also our motivation comes from a service mindset. And when you have that, you really don't, you have the ability to continue when you don't think you can. And God will always equip us. So like God always gives us what we need. If he calls us to do a job, he always equips us, whether it's time, energy, provision, whatever it is. So we just got to keep our eyes on him. And when we do that, everything falls in place. And unfortunately, the United States of America has taken such a horrible turn to kicking God out of his rightful position. And all we have to do is go back to one nation under God. In our human way, we look at it, you know, and I can say we're all trying to pick through things and find out how things can work and how, and we're going to make some missteps, or we're going to have parts of us that we learn and we go forward. So when you look at winning under, say, the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, that's how we've been conditioned. But the reality is if the primary vehicle is not to defend that the Constitution and the rightful rule of law, we will always, always fail. And that's always under God.
Absolutely. So we did get to talk quite a bit in between St. Louis and now, and something that you touched base on that I think the viewers would like to hear about is the northern border of the United States. A lot of people know that I talk a lot about the southern border because I live in Texas and it's a direct issue that affects me. But tell me a little bit about Michigan and the Michigan northern side of the border and the illegal mass migration, the things you've been seeing up there and concerns you have for Michigan.
Well, I have a lot of concerns, and we're number three in the nation for human trafficking, so I've been told. I kind of wonder if we might be up higher on the scale than that, because, and this is where you and I connected so amazingly. You know, when you hear all of this nonsense and these horrific things that are being done to children, it's amazing. In Michigan, we know the human trafficking issue here is indescribable. People think that this is, you know, 16-year-olds that look like they're 25-year-olds, and they kind of give it a pass. The reality is this, the sexual perversions are an addiction. And so they can say that they're starting, and people have this in their minds because we've been conditioned to think this way, but it keeps going down younger and younger and younger. And it's in all of our communities. If people think that it's not in every single community, they're being very naive. This is so rampant. We lost, 800 and some odd thousand kids in the United States. And a lot of it's through CPS, and our government is involved in funding this. The money laundering, the drug trafficking, the deep state which is seated in our government is behind a lot of this. That's why it never gets addressed. And we can watch how, I believe that every single person in the legislature of Michigan has committed treason. And we have Queen Gretchen Whitmer sitting on the top as the tyrannical dictator. None of them stood up for the state when they locked us down. It was against the Constitution, and none of them are moving any direction to stop the human trafficking, to address that, to address the money laundering, the money going into the corporations. It's huge. It really is huge. But the positive part is that now we know. So the process of evaluation goes to risk, goes to what's wrong, and then taking steps to fix it. And I believe that this can be easily fixed by asserting states' rights and having a governor in place who actually understands the process set forth by the Constitution and the founding fathers, to return this to the rule of law and the defense of our people to serve us.
I really appreciate that you touched base on another passion issue for me, and that is the corruption and child trafficking within the Child Protective Services system. I lived in the state of Oregon, as we discussed, for many years, 11 or 12 years, and the CPS trafficking and corruption there was absolutely rampant. And I am a former certified foster parent. I am someone who got into foster care because of the way that I was raised, because I felt the system had failed me, and I wanted to be a beacon of light for these children to show them what good people looked like, because I just didn't have that world. You and I grew up very similar in the fact that we were poor, we didn't have a lot, and we've had to fight our way to get to where we are today. And because of that, I got into the foster care system, and I was already an activist in many other ways aside from public speaking, but I saw firsthand, and this was reported in the Epoch Times, that Antifa ended up doxing me because I was trying to expose the corruption within the CPS system. In the state of Oregon, they actually, where I lived, they were under federal investigation for 8 years at the time that I discovered, and that was years ago, that I discovered the corruption of child trafficking and taking children out of the homes unjustly. And a lot of people don't realize that the Clinton administration incentivized taking kids out of the home by state dollars. Every child you take, you get lots of money. And every time you can check a box of anxiety or a disability, depression, which, what child isn't going to have anxiety or depression or other issues when they're taken out of their home? Absolutely. They get more money for every box.
Absolutely. I actually, it's kind of funny, when you poke your head up like that, you're going to get threats. You know, I've had coercion threats, extortion. I've had everything thrown at me while I was, you know, going through this political process as a non-political person, really. Just a person like everybody else out there that just decided to step up and try to do something and use what God gave me to help in this fight. I did a special on child trafficking with some investigators on the border, and we uncovered a bunch of people who are not doing the right thing. They're using it for self-enrichment, and they threatened me, and I said, that's great. I said, let's just throw this all into court. You bring me into court. I love that, because I'm going to find 50 jumps past you and all your connections, and you're all going down. And they got real quiet real quick, and we made one of the girlfriends mad, and so she gave us access to all the financial files because she realized that her guy was lying to her. And so sad, too bad, we threw it right out there for people to see what they had done.
Absolutely. And they do not want people with a voice to talk about the system, and they do try to shut people down. They do threaten to take your children. It's not a safe place anymore. You do have these groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter and any other little group that wants to destroy the world here. They do dox people. They will call CPS. They will call, it was actually, there's a Twitter handle called @joinantifa, and they publicly blasted, they were out of Portland, publicly blasted, do you know a Trump supporter? Is your neighbor a Trump supporter? Call the police and say you saw him beating his wife. Do you know a Christian daycare center? Call CPS and say it's child abuse and that they hate transgenders. These were memes that were publicly put out there by Antifa for people to have their children taken, to get arrested falsely. And I'll tell you, the way the system is for CPS, they have their own all-powerful system where if there's enough calls, they can say that they're genuinely concerned and take your kids, even if there's no grounds, even if the police don't agree with it. I work with a lot of police and sheriffs, and there's only so much they can do because CPS has become its own three-letter agency.
It's legal kidnapping. And yes. So they've made it, it's immoral and no integrity. I mean, it should be absolutely categorized as criminals. But this is what they did in Michigan, is they weaponized the three-letter agencies against the people. And that's what they've been doing. They're doing it with red flag laws now. They passed some red flag laws here where you can just say, I suspect this person, and they will come in and raid your house and take your guns and such. This has been going on, and it's unfortunate, but those agencies and those things that we trusted have been weaponized against us by and large, and it's a shame.
Well, and you talked about the financial institution. Let's talk a little bit about the IRS.
Oh, yeah. It's completely and utterly illegal, and that was started by the banksters out there. They, you know, we can never get out of debt the way that this is set up, because literally they're printing our money and loaning it back to us. That's really what happened with the IRS. And we can never get out of debt that way. It's just, they're just playing with rates. They play with different things, but it's not even a United States institution. It's a foreign entity. And I don't know if people understand the depth of the corruption that we have here. You know, I think we've got 350 biolabs across the United States. We think Ukraine, this is the tip of the iceberg. And we're going to have to deal with this stuff as adults to defend the children that are coming and the future generations, as well as what's happening right now. And I don't think anybody's going to get a pass. This is going to get to a point where we are going to have to take a stand, refuse to back down, do whatever it takes. Freedom is not free. We're going to have to fight for it, because the forces of evil want us gone.
Absolutely. And, you know, as American patriots, because I tell people we are patriots and traitors now. There's all these other labels that are thrown out there for division, but truly American patriots, they need to invest in American businesses, American companies. We need to get our resources out of China. I cannot tell you how devastated I have been to see the progress that was under Trump for switching over to American-made pharmaceuticals, for example.
Yes,
oh, that's important. Biden takes office, we go right back to, over 90% of our medicines come from China. Why would we take medicines from our enemy? Our saline bags in the hospital, our needles, our basic medical care is coming from our enemy who wants us dead.
Yes.
Children's toys. Think about the toxins and the stuff that they can put in there. They're putting fentanyl at our playgrounds and our schools. They're wrapping it up in money and leaving it on the ground just to kill people. We have to get back to made in America. We have to invest in American companies.
I love that. And Mike Lindell has been such a shining bright light to this nation in taking adversity and turning this around into something so beautiful and fighting for everything that's good. We have wonderful examples all around us, like the rightful president of this United States, President Donald Trump, which I'm not backing down on that, as well as all the other brave people out there. But Mike Lindell is an absolutely wonderful example of someone who just took it upon himself to make a change and has done all this wonderful stuff for this nation. And on behalf of the United States, I'd like to thank Mike Lindell, who's out there listening, and also you and the people down at the border. I've seen your border protection, and I would love to bring that to Michigan to defend our borders here, using states' rights in order to do that, which is constitution based, and close the borders down and get a handle on what's happening right now, because we don't have a handle on it. And no one who's seated in office has any intention at all of letting this country stand, because they don't want it to stand. They want to destroy us, and they've tried to destroy us from within. But we're not going to let that happen, because you know what? Americans are mutts. And that means we're the toughest dog in the pack, and we're not going to back down. We're going to hand it to them, and they're going to go running with their tails between their legs when we get done with them. So
absolutely.
Very positive.
I love that. It's so inspiring the way you just said that, because truly we have to, as Americans, stand up and do what's right. We have to get activated. And I know you want to get all of us up to the Michigan border.
Yes.
And I'm sure that your peers would not be fans of that, especially your lovely governor. So I would love to know, when and how do you want to implement this? Let's get going. Let's get activated.
At any point in time, right now I'm putting together a network across the state of Michigan. And I've done this in a couple of areas where I was able to defeat a refugee resettlement type operation that came here. And so the one of them I did involved an adoption agency in the state. And I showed up, I kicked apart their 990s. And so I could tell them exactly what they were looking at from a financial. And I called them right out. I said, this is human trafficking. And I said, to the people that were sitting on the board, I said, you got only two choices. You either commit treason or you represent the people in your area. So make your choice wisely, because this is going to come back and leave a mark at some point in time. And we were able to shut it down temporarily. But they find loopholes. So really the only real good permanent solution, in my opinion, is a governor that gets in that says this nonsense is done and actually gets that pen out and starts going back to the beginning and wiping away most of this that's just absolutely unconstitutional. But anytime you want to come up to Michigan, I'm here. I've been traveling all over the state talking to people and getting people connected and involved so that we can actually see which seats are open in order to give people a fun place. Politics aren't fun. Politics suck. And it's like, so we're going to try to help people in a way that the government has abandoned them. And so what we're going to do is
we have to take a quick break. I'm so sorry to cut you off. We're going to go to commercial and then we'll come right back to you. Please stay tuned.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us again. We have the wonderful Donna Brandenburg out of Michigan today. And if you weren't here earlier, a quick recap, we've touched base on a lot of issues, the border crisis, child protective services, the IRS. If you've missed the first part of the show, please make sure to go back to Brighteon.com later and look at the recorded viewing. Definitely get the information. Donna, thank you for coming back and joining us again.
punt. You know, it's adjust and adapt. So
absolutely. So I'm so sorry I had to cut you off for our break. Could you please continue with what you were discussing?
Okay, remind me where I was at, because we were in a million different directions.
So we were talking about saving America and the need to get activated, and we were calling to your fellow residents of Michigan to help secure your borders and how we can do that.
Yes, well, right now I'm putting together, we'll go back to the political activity and actually connecting people on the ground. So I started something in the town that I'm in right now when I started seeing problems with the zoning boards and township councils and such, and how they were commandeering our land. And so I started a website and got a bunch of people activated with it. And we defeated the first initiative with 76% of the vote, which was just amazing. And that was that. Then it moved on, and I started knocking apart, seeing how the adoption agencies, like you've got Catholic Services, Lutheran Services, you've got all of these adoption industry players in there. You've got people like Bethany Christian Services. They're the ones I knocked apart the 990s on. And when people see nonprofit, they don't understand that a nonprofit is just means it's nonprofit on a balance sheet. It doesn't mean they're not for profit. They just funnel it in different directions, just like our government does. And they're using these nonprofits for all sorts of things. And I can tell you several examples, because this is directly connected to the border issue. So when I knocked apart the 1990s and I started investigating, because I'm kind of a nerd, you know, I like to get in, I love to investigate. And I found that this particular adoption agency, that's Bethany Christian Services, and I think it's time to name names, had 80 kids that showed up here that were lost from the border and magically shows up in Michigan with no tracking. They don't know how they got here. So then you start kicking it about part it a little bit more. And in 5 years of time, they had taken in from the federal government $43,000 a year to go to, or I'm going to get this screwed up here. I'm going to quote numbers on this right now, but it's a crazy one. Half of their income comes from the federal government for immigration and refugee services. That's more than what they put into adoption, foster care, or a crisis here in the state. And so it's a money-making thing. They only keep the kids for about 30 to 45 days. Most of them are from the ages of 14 to 18, fighting age males. And so you can see exactly how they're being used.
Because it does pertain, many of my viewers know I'm very passionate about fighting abortion.
Correct.
And one of the big things people say is, well, then adopt them if you're so pro-life. Well, the thing is, there's far more families waiting for adoption right now than there are children available for adoption, right? The CPS system, it's not easy to adopt a child. And it's not because there's not worthy, suitable parents out there. It's because the longer the government has those kids under their entity, they get money. They get money for every one of those children.
Kind of a bigger problem, actually, because I actually adopted a little girl whose mother was killed at her side in a train accident. And you get in and you can see how this whole system works. And it's really sad, because they're skewing it to older kids. And when these kids come through the border or the people that they're trafficking, these kids have, most of them, been sexually abused. They've been in the drug culture. You're not talking coming home from a hospital with a little baby that doesn't have just horrific abuse in their background. It takes a special kind of compassion, patience, understanding that this person has been hurt worse than you will ever understand in your life. And the behaviors are going to go through with it. It's not going to be an easy process. But the problem with it is they're not even placing these kids. They let somebody come and take them that says that they're family. And then they're out in the community after they've taken the money with no follow-up whatsoever. So they don't know where they're going. And we're not going to be able to see the records of where they're going. How are they going to prove any of this? Somebody can step up. And it's
thing is so true, Donna. There is a documentary. If any of you guys want to watch it, everybody that was involved in making this documentary mysteriously has died. It's called Innocence Destroyed, and it was about the county that I used to live in Oregon, Klamath County, Oregon. And one of the stories on there was a resident who was a mother, and she had a daughter. Her child was taken unjustly, and they gave the daughter to biological relatives in Mexico, who she never met because her biological father was a Mexican man. Now, this girl, I will warn you, there are graphic images on that documentary, Innocence Destroyed. It's a multi-part series. They never got to finish exposing it because the creators died. But this girl suffered rape, torture, starvation. She was very young. I'm going to say about 8 years old based on my memory. I haven't watched it in a couple years. But that was something that, again, this child had never met these relatives, and there were plenty of suitable, you know, close friends or people on the mother's side even who were willing to take the child, and they sent her to Mexico, and she died, was murdered.
You are absolutely right. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing with the destruction of life. And, you know, I just read something. I don't know if this would be shocking to your viewers, but I just read something that the Netherlands and Canada have changed the rules for abortion. And now they're considering abortion post-birth. And it's not just for a month. I mean, we've had a couple states that have considered that, and considering abortion up to 1 month after birth. Well, they've changed that to 1 year old to 12 years old. And they're calling this abortion, and or giving people the option to terminate their child's life until 12 years old. This is all a slippery slope. And this is how, when we are in a spiritual war, and it's good versus evil, there's no two ways about it. Evil will always fill a gap. It will always come in and fill where there's something absent. So I guess my plea to everyone out here who's a believer, who's a Christian, get in the game. Christians and those people of faith have always been the ones that have stepped up in times of trouble. We did not sit in the corner cowering with our masks on. I'm sorry, I'm going to call it out. I tried to get arrested. I went up to two cops when they closed down Michigan because it was a police state here. And I'm like, I just put my hand up there. I said, arrest me now because I'm not going to comply. And they kind of laughed at me, honestly. And I said, no, I'm serious. I'm not shutting down my businesses. I'm not going to comply with any of this, so here's your chance. Let's go ahead and do it now. And they wouldn't. So we, you know, like I kind of put a plan together, and we started going to all of our tenants and people and making sure that they were okay, making sure they had food, that they were mentally dealing with things okay, and trying to give them stability. Our government is not doing this at all, and it certainly is not stepping up in the realms of human trafficking. And so you have to make the logical conclusion that they're involved in it. All of them are. Otherwise, they would be screaming from the tops of the, you know, rooftops of the mountains to stop this and call it out for what it is. It's horrific.
What you did is exactly what I've been shouting that the church and the pastors and the reverends and everybody in the faith community should have been doing, instead of telling people we're shutting our doors and we're putting masks over our face if you want to attend. They should have been fellowshipping and bringing the food and helping the family stay in their homes. That is the body of Christ that we should have been utilizing. Instead, people relied on these government handouts of those little checks that were nothing compared to what everybody was going through. Every tax dollar got a small check, and how much more have we paid actually out of our taxes? People were so grateful for that relief, but it truly is costing us right now. Look at the price of eggs. They are selling eggs at the Mexican border. Who would have thought you'd see a guy coming up with his little coat and opening it up instead of, you know, drugs? Here, I got my huevos. How much do you want, right?
Hey, I got ahead of that. This is funny. So I've got horses. So yes, in fact, I shovel a metric ton of horse manure in the morning, which puts me in a good position to shovel the nonsense out of Lansing or wherever I may serve, you know, because I can clean things out. But I started a little chicken operation. So we expanded it. So we've got over 100 layers here, and I just give the eggs away. And during COVID, I opened my barn up, and whoever came, we fed. And we just started. I'm like, I've got all kinds of eggs and chicken. So we'd sit around and share food and fellowship and pray and try to be with people who have lost loved ones and such. So it's amazing. I'm going to have to jump off because I've got somebody that's getting ready on my broadcast too, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Well, Donna, please make sure to share your website where people can find more information about you and follow what you do so that our viewers can also check out what you're doing.
Sure. Well, I'm on Telegram and I write every single word. I do a lot of research and I do a lot of writing. And so you can find me at Brandenburg, Brandenburg, #4 MI on Telegram, or you can go to BrandenburgForGovernor.com and you'll find me there. I am not conceding this election because I won't concede to liars, cheats, and thieves. And that's exactly what we have here. So I'm still in the running. I've got a couple lawsuits out there that we're fighting to reverse the 2020 election as well as 2022. We've got some work going on that. And so we're going to continue to fight this thing out until we restore this nation. And they're going to wish that all of us patriots probably at some point in time were never born because we're not backing down. And so you can find me there. I'm the vice chair of the U.S. Taxpayers Party, which is the Constitution Party in Michigan. And you can find me there too and jump on and get in, you know, get involved, and we'll take this nation and we're gonna make fun out of it. Politics are turning around to something that's gonna be fun, hanging out with brothers and sisters that we love and being silly sometimes and just having a great time taking this nation back.
Absolutely. And don't forget to share where people can find your broadcast as well.
Oh, yes. So Brandenburg News Network. So we developed Brandenburg News Network to replace the censorship happy YouTube. And people can find me there. I've got a metric ton of information there. I think I'm on every day for 2 hours between 9 and 11. And you can find me there. You can find me on Rumble. And lots and lots of stuff. We go through the Constitution on Tuesdays. I started an online church on Wednesdays and have wonderful speakers on there to help everyone with education on what's going on. So I would like to invite all of you into that. But Brandenburg News Network is our network that we started, and then we broadcast a couple of different things. So can't shut free speech down there because it would have to be me pulling the plug, and I'm not going to do that.
Well, if you're in Michigan, make sure you go and follow Donna. She's a great friend. Thank you for being our guest today, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, you're welcome. And you're welcome here anytime. You can come, and I've got a great place for you to stay. And we'll have a wonderful time in Michigan just visiting and getting some work done.
It'll be great. Thank you so much for joining us.
God bless y'all.
Wow, what an amazing woman. I absolutely love and adore her. And so much good information for our viewers. Make sure you follow her on Telegram and the other outlets that she shared. Now, for the last part of our show, I really wanted to touch base on a few things that are really close to my heart. As you know, abortion is a major issue for me. 3 of my children out of the 5, doctors told me to terminate the pregnancies. And because of this, it is something that I follow very closely. I'm on the board of Save the One, which is a pro-life organization that is no exceptions, meaning we do not make exceptions for disability or rape or any of those types of things. And I will be going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana in just a few days to speak out against a couple of bills that are bringing forth exceptions to bring abortion back to Louisiana. I also was testifying and doing press conferences in Austin because there were 10 pro-abortion bills that were brought forth. Now, the reason I'm bringing up Louisiana and Texas is there is a ship called Prowess. If you go and Google it, you'll find information on it very easily. Put Prowess abortion ship or Prowess ship, and you will find that there is a doctor out of California, a female doctor, who is basically running this abortion ship. It's set to have operations, and they will be having boats, small boats, going from these Gulf Coast states, Florida, Texas, Louisiana, etc., and they will be taking girls and women to this abortion ship to have international water non-regulated abortions. So imagine this, people. We are talking about there's no health code violations that can be brought forth. There's no entities that can make sure we're checking on the ages of the girls. Think of the trafficking possibilities. Think of the rapist who will be going after these girls and then taking them out for the abortion ships, the fathers, the pedophiles, the uncles, the friends. This is a huge tragedy that is happening, and it is being promoted as a humanitarian effort in the Gulf Coast. So I want my viewers to please, please research this. Let your legislators know, tell all of your friends, because this is evil, all right? Abortion is murder. It is evil. Children are the greatest blessing. They are the reason why I fight and so many others fight, as Donna, my guest, just stated, and a great plethora of the people in the Patriot Movement, our parents or grandparents, nieces, nephews. These children are our future. And as you know, we have the One World Order, the United Nations, the WHO, pushing the murder of the innocent. In addition to the transgender sexualization and the pedophilia pushed on our kids. I recently just read that the WHO is now promoting sexual partners for elementary age kids. Elementary age kids, teaching them to masturbate, teaching them to get abortions, teaching them how to give oral sex, teaching them about homosexual relationships. This is rapidly declining. Our nation is rapidly declining. And when I talk about the abortion ships, that's the murder of our children. When I talk about the LGBTQIA+, whatever they're adding, they're just adding a bunch of letters now. But they are, that's the destruction of the minds and hearts of our children. So if they can't kill them, they're going to corrupt them. And when they corrupt them and brainwash them through the public school system, when they can get a hold of the minds and hearts of your children and destroy them before they're an adult, they can control this nation. And that's what's been happening for generations. But it's so much more rapid right now. And the reason is Satan is real. He is very actively engaged in the destruction of our world. So as Christians, as patriots, and even I have a lot of friends that are not Christians that see what's happening, that their dollars not being stretched as far, or that their children are coming home with all kinds of crazy ideas. You have to get activated and civically engaged. We have to fight this abortion ship. We need to make sure we're in the public school system, because even if you are homeschooling your children right now, what about their neighborhood friends? They're going to bring that filth home too. They're going to teach your children those things. So even if you homeschool, you need to be engaged in your community schools. You need to be knowing what they're talking about at the school board meetings. You can't even go to the public library anymore and feel safe. When I was homeschooling my children, we went to the public library. We did reading hours. We went there for books. We went there to fellowship and connect with other Christians or homeschooling families. You can't do that anymore and feel safe. You don't know if there's going to be a transgender hour when you walk in there. So it's so important that we get together and work together to stop all of this. We need to get back to God. We need to get back to the Constitution. The Constitution is there for our nation. We were built on biblical principles and we were thriving. There is a reason we're falling apart. It's because we took God out of the school. We took fathers out of the home. The fathers are so crucial right now. We need actively engaged fathers. We need them in the family. We need them stepping up for their children. We need to fight the extremist feminist. And I'm not saying that I'm wanting women's rights thrown out the window or that women aren't strong, because obviously I believe I'm a strong woman. I work with a lot of strong women. The mama bears are rising up right now. What I'm saying is we have taken away the strength of men with women trying to ascertain their own strength. We have told men that it's not their business to talk about abortion. That's their children too. Why can't men have a say in whether or not their child lives or dies? Why is their voice silenced, but you want to force them to pay child support if you choose life? It's not right. So we need the men to get engaged. We need the men to step up. We had strong young men who built this nation, men that were 17, 18, 19 years old. And what are our 18-year-old men doing right now? A lot of them playing video games, getting on the computer, going to porn websites. This is all an intentional agenda to destroy what God meant for this country. He meant for a unified front of men and women working cohesively with their God-given talents to protect our children, to preserve the posterity, and to preserve this country. So, what can you do? What can you do to help this? If you're not going to church, find a church or find some sort of group, a home group, some sort of something where you can fellowship and talk about God. You can read your scriptures together. Get involved in a patriot group. I know in Texas, there's a patriot group, it feels like, on every block. Get into those groups. Find out how you can get involved in your local community. They'll send you emails. They'll give you phone calls. They'll tell you the day before, hey, tomorrow there's a last-minute transgender hour at the library. Those are the types of things you need to be doing. If you can run for office, if you have that capability, if you have the time, and you have a good heart, we need you to run. Don't be scared. God will put you where you're meant to be. Don't be intimidated by the other side. Don't let them scare you. We need patriots. I'm going to summarize this, and I hope you guys will join me next week, but abortion is evil. The trafficking is terrible. You have to get engaged. And I really want you guys to reach out and help me fight. Again, my name is Heather Hobbs, and thank you for joining us on Unsilenced, filling in on America Unhinged.